Dark jungle chord colors, using arrangement view, beginner Ableton lesson. Alright, let's make some proper late night jungle chord mood, and we're going to do it in arrangement view. Not just looping an 8-bar idea forever. The goal is simple, dark, wide, eerie chord colors that sit behind the drums and bass like glue, and then we'll arrange them into an intro, a drop, a breakdown, and a second drop, like a Riedel tune. Before we touch any synths, quick mindset shift. In drum and bass, your drums and your sub are the leads. Chords are usually mid-range atmosphere. If you push chords too loud or too low, they'll mask your snare and steal headroom from the bass. So we're going to build chords that feel big, but behave in the mix. Step 0, session setup and arrangement skeleton. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 is fine, but 174 is a sweet spot for this vibe. Pick a dark, bass-friendly key. For beginners, F minor, G minor, or D minor are super comfortable. I'm going to reference F minor in this lesson, but you can transpose later. Now go into arrangement view and lay out a basic structure. Intro, 16 bars. Drop 1, 32 bars. Break, 16 bars. Drop 2, 32 bars. Here's a huge workflow tip. Use locators. Right-click in the timeline and add locators for intro, drop 1, break, drop 2. This turns arrangement view into a decision-making space. You're not just placing clips, you're committing to changes and hearing the track evolve. Step 1. Build a dark pad chord instrument with stock devices. Create a new MIDI track and name it PAD Chords. Load Waveeatable. We're going for a pad that's wide and spooky, but controlled. Oscillator setup. Osc 1. Choose a saw-type waveform, like basic shapes saw. That gives us harmonic richness. Osc 2. Choose a sine or triangle and keep it quieter. That's just body, not brightness. Turn on unison. Classic mode, about 2 to 4 voices, and a detune around 10 to 20%. We're not trying to make it trans super saw. We want width, not a laser. Now filter. Use LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere between maybe 300 Hz and 1.5 kHz for now. Err on the darker side because we'll automate it later. Add a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB. Subtle. This is thickness, not distortion. Amp envelope. Attack around 25 to 80 milliseconds. That avoids clicks and makes it feel like a pad. Decay 1.5 to 3 seconds. Sustain around medium or down 6 to 12 dB if it's too pushy. Release 1 to 3 seconds so it tails out and feels atmospheric. Now the dark space effects chain after Waveeatable. First, chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.3 Hz. And amount around 20 to 35%. This is your width generator. Then echo. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing. Feedback around 20 to 35%. And this part matters. Filter the echo. High pass around 300 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 kHz so the echo doesn't smear the sub or get hissy. Then reverb. Decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz and keep it modest. 10 to 20% wet. In jungle, reverb is a seasoning. Too much and your drop loses impact. Finally, EQ 8. This is non-negotiable. High pass your pad around 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't fight your bass. If it's muddy, do a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Just a couple dB can clean up a whole mix. At this point you should have a pad that feels wide and nocturnal, but still leaves room for the drums and sub. Step 2. Write dark, jungle chord colors. Beginner friendly. Now we're going to put chords directly into arrangement view. In the pad chords track, double-click an empty region to create a MIDI clip. Start with 8 bars so it feels like music, not a 1-bar loop. We're using chord families that instantly sound like D&B and jungle. Minor 9, minor 11, suspended chords, and minor add 9. These give you tension and emotion without needing advanced theory. In F minor, here are the colors. FM 9 is F, AB, C, DEB, G. FM 11 adds BB on top. F, AB, C, DEB, G, BB. Suspended shapes. F sus 2 is F, G, C. F sus 4 is F, BB, C. FM add 9 is F, AB, C, G. One practical placement tip. Keep your chord notes mostly between C3 and C5. If you play chords too low, they turn to mud instantly in D&B because the bass is already living down there. Now, an easy 2-chord progression that just works. FM 9 to DB maj 7. DB maj 7 is DB, F, AB, C, loop that for 8 or 16 bars. It's moody and stable, and it leaves space for the rhythm to be the excitement. Want it darker without rewriting anything? Use an inversion trick. Keep the chord, but change the bass note under it. For example, FM 9 over EB in the bass. That little descending pull makes it feel ominous and serious. And here's a super pro-sounding beginner move, top note storytelling. Keep most of the chord the same, but change only the highest note every two bars. Over FM 9, keep F, AB, C, EB, and then alternate the top note like G to AB to G to F. Your brain hears motion, even though the harmony barely changed. Perfect under busy drums. Step 3. Add classic jungle energy with chord stabs. Pads set the mood. Stabs create movement and attitude. Create a second MIDI track and name it Chord Stabs. We'll do a stock synth method. Load analog. Set USK 1 to saw. Keep it simple and bright enough to cut. Filter. LP24. Cut off around 1 to 2kHz and add a touch of resonance so it has that bite. Amp envelope should be percussive. Attack 0 to 5ms, decay 200 to 600ms, sustain all the way down, basically off, release 50 to 150ms, now add saturator after analog, drive around 3 to 8dB, soft clip on, match the output so it doesn't get louder, just thicker, optional movement, auto filter, with a tiny envelope amount so each hit opens the filter slightly, that gives you a little wah movement per stab, without drawing automation. Now program a simple jungle stab rhythm in arrangement view, starting at the drop. In drop 1, try hits on beat 2, the end of 3, and beat 4. Don't worry about being perfect, just avoid hitting every beat like house music. Syncopation is the genre, and vary velocity. Seriously, velocity is a mixed tool. Aim for spread like 70 to 110. If your patch responds to velocity, you'll get natural tone variation. Even if it doesn't, it changes how hard things feel. A 10 to 20 velocity difference often sounds cleaner than heavy automation. If you want extra rave flavor, try planing stabs. Take one voicing shape, like a minor 7 or sus 2, and slide it up 2 semitones for one hit, then back down. It's not classical harmony, but it is extremely jungle. Step 4. Arrange like a real DNB tune with energy control. Now we stop thinking like loop makers and start thinking like producers. Intro bars 1 to 16. Use pads only, and keep them filtered dark. Automate the pad filter cutoff low, like 300 to 600 Hz. Add occasional chord swells, maybe a 1-bar chord every 4 bars, or a longer tail at the end of 8 bars. This creates anticipation. Drop 1, bars 17 to 48. Bring in stabs, brighten the pad a bit. Automate cutoff rising up toward 1 to 2 kHz. On the stabs, keep reverb low, like 5 to 12% wet. Stabs should feel more like percussion than atmosphere. Break, bars 49 to 64. Trip it back. Pads and echo maybe more space. Try a chord color variation without changing the whole vibe. For example, swap DB match 7 to EB add 9. EB add 9 is EB, G, BB, F. That can feel like lift without getting happy. Drop 2, bars 65 to 96. Return to your main progression. Add intensity without rewriting everything. A bit more stab density, a small increase in saturation drive, or even a second pad layer an octave higher if you want more size. This is an important production concept. Energy can come from density, not new instruments. In the intro, you might have chords changing every 2 bars. In the drop, you can add a couple extra pickup stabs before the snare, like a tiny 1/8 or 1/16 hit, sparingly. Little edits go a long way. Step 5. Sidechain so chords breathe with the drums. DNB is all about punch. Your chords need to get out of the way of the kick and snare. On the pad chords track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick as the input, or use a ghost kick track if you prefer consistency. Settings. Ratio 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 1 to 10ms. Release 80 to 200ms. Adjust threshold until you see about 3 to 6dB of gain reduction. Do the same on stabs but lighter, and often a faster release so they still smack. Step 6. Make it darker with controlled grit, not mud. Here's the rule. Darkness comes from harmony and texture, not from leaving low frequencies everywhere. On the pad chain, make sure the EQ high pass is doing its job. Then add a little saturator, like 2 to 5dB drive with soft clip-on. If you want extra texture, add redux very gently. Downsample maybe 1.2 to 1.8. Dry slash wet like 3 to 10%. This is seasoning. If you clearly hear bit crush, it's probably too much for a pad. Then add utility. Turn on bass mono and set it around 120 to 200 Hz. Adjust width to taste, maybe 90 to 130%, but remember, wide effects can disappear in mono. Do a quick mono check early, put a utility at the end and set width to 0% for 10 seconds. If the vibe completely vanishes, you've built a stereo-only illusion. Pull back chorus and reverb a bit, and add a touch of mid-focused saturation to give it a solid center. Optional but powerful. Mid/side cleanup. Put EQ8 at the end of a chord bus. Enable M/S mode. On the mid channel, if your snare loses punch, try a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz or 1 to 2 kHz, depending on your snare. On the side channel, high pass higher than the mid, like 300 to 600 Hz, so width stays airy and doesn't get boomy. Also consider grouping PAD and stabs into a chord bus. On the group, add a glue compressor for 1 to 2 dB of reduction, then utility for mono low end, then a final EQ contour. This makes both parts feel like one instrument living in one world. Quick resample trick for classic jungle texture. If you want that sampled vibe fast, resample 4 to 8 bars of your pad with all the effects. Put the audio on a new track, add gate, and key it from a closed hat or ghost percussion. Now your ambience pulses rhythmically like old school chopped Atmos, without needing heavy sidechain everywhere. Common mistakes to avoid as you build this. Don't play chords too low, below about C3. You're fighting the bass and it turns to mud. Don't drown everything in reverb. Bass is good, but impact is mandatory. Don't skip the high pass EQ. Pads and stabs can eat headroom like crazy. Don't let stabs ring out too long. They should be drum-like, and don't keep the arrangement static. If nothing changes for 32 bars, it won't feel like a journey. Mini practice assignment, about 20 minutes. Pick G minor. Build the PAD chords with wavetable, chorus, echo, reverb, and ek. Write an 8-bar loop, G-dem-9 to Ebmej 7. Make chord stabs with analog and saturator. Arrange 8 bars filtered pad for the intro, then 8 bars pad plus stabs for the drop. Automate the pad filter rising over the last 2 bars before the drop. And at the drop, slightly reduce reverb, wet so everything gets tighter and hits harder. Export a quick bounce and listen on headphones. Ask yourself, do the chords feel dark without masking the kick and snare? Recap, you created dark jungle chord colors using minor 9, minor 11, sus chords, and add 9 flavors. You built it in arrangement view with a real intro, drops, and a breakdown. You used filter automation, EQ, sidechain, and controlled saturation to keep it punchy and clean. And you layered pads for mood and stabs for rhythm, so the chords actually groove like jungle. If you tell me your key and the exact 2-chord loop you picked, I can suggest a drop 2 version that feels heavier using only one change, like a top-do shift, an inversion, or an octave displacement.